Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and this is Radio Free Redoubt. We are streaming from the Free Zones this week, and, well, just like every week. Thank you guys for tuning in. Some of you guys, I guess there was some sports game or something going on earlier today. Saw something about scores or checking the score or something. I don't know. I'll have to look that up. So, anyway, hopefully you guys are having a super blessed week. This is episode 2003. I was looking at the date here. I was thinking, man, I wish this would have been episode 2002. You look at the date, it's 02-02-2020. So 02-02, flip it. That'd be great. Episode 20-03. Had to just throw it all off, but it looks kind of cool. So it'll be great on, let's see. Oh, when will it be next? 02-02-2020. That'd be great. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to cover here. Got another listener letter to respond to in segment 4, asking about resources for teaching our kids. And then I'm going to talk about the coronavirus and some of the resources that we have now. We're learning more about it. And, you know, folks were blowing it off. It's nothing. It's another flu virus. And then you got people saying that, you know, this is the big one where all the world's going to end. Massive, the plague level, you know, deaths. I always thought, I think the truth's somewhere in the middle here, but I am not a virologist. I'm not an expert in this field. And so I go to medical experts who are experts, and they're even conflicting, which was very difficult, very frustrating for me. But that's okay. We'll get to it. And I think the truth is a little more in the middle. But I do think this is obviously, to me, it's obvious. This is much worse than just a normal flu virus. I still don't think this is biblical proportion level plague type of disease, but I'll get to all that stuff. First, let's get into the news and commentary. News and commentary brought to you by Glenn Tate and the 299 Days series and Shelby Gallagher, his wife. She's the author of A Great State. Both of those are an audiobook. You can go to 299days.com to learn more about that and check him out. Okay, in the news, there was, speaking of some sports event that took place today, I had some notes to cover yesterday about the Super Bowl, which is coming up sometime. And I'm just kidding. You guys know that, all right? So somebody out there is probably just, your head's popping off. But it's just the Super Bowl. And my advice is walk away. I know it's late now. It's over with. But from AmericanMilitaryNews.com, they had the $10 million gun control Super Bowl ad over there. And then there's other stuff that's just gone downhill. Watch the pro-life ad that won't air during the Super Bowl. An ad featuring drag queens will, was another headline. And then another one, Dr. James Dobson asks why Fox says yes to drag queens and no to abortion survivors in Super Bowl ads. These are our headlines in America. Does it have to be any more clear to avoid these types of events that are allowing this type of indoctrination into our own homes. I saw somewhere you can pay extra to watch the Super Bowl ad-free. Also, we can avoid this. So you're going to pay more, put more money into the NFL's pockets so you don't have to watch the other multi-million dollar ads indoctrinating us. But we're still making these people filthy, stinking rich. There's no consequences. But like I said, it's the opiate. I think one of the best things for the Patriots was Kaepernick and some of these others when they started kneeling for the national anthem. The NFL took a massive beating. That struck a chord with people. But anyway, let's move on off of that. Actually, I've got other things I want to talk about, but I can't bring myself to watch it. I know some of you guys you had to, but. Oh, this was great. I picked up at the Liberty Daily. President Trump's Super Bowl interview, when asked about breadline Bernie Sanders, the communist, quote, a quote from Trump, "I think he's a communist. I think of communism when I think of Bernie. Didn't he get married in Moscow?" Yes, I think he did. And this is great. It's so great to have a president that will say stuff like this. Speaking of President Trump, the leftists, the globalists, the anti-God and the anti-Israel, the anti-Jewish crowds are just beside themselves. A Knesset speaker has vowed to fast-track any vote on the West Bank annexation after President Trump, working with Netanyahu this last week, is signing what they're calling a peace deal. It's not a peace deal. That's false. They're calling it a peace deal, but it is to expand the land by the Israelites. And of course, this has the Muslims just torqued over this. It's amazing to me how many Christians actually are anti-Jewish, anti-Israel. That's Jerusalem is God's city. That's where he's coming back. And it's his, and he's drawn the people back to the land that he promised them. And now you have this, like a modern version of King Asa, really, working to strengthen Israel, recognizing Israel, and blessing Israel, recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That just made the world go ballistic. And he doesn't care. And so, you know, I think supernaturally he's being used. We are coming down to the wire as far as the timeline, I think, that we're seeing in the Bible. Not the end of times, just the end of one season. And we're about ready to go into a new era that was talked about in the Bible. And what's interesting, they're lucky, actually, that Israel's not claiming everything that was promised to them. If you look at the map and look at the descriptions of what these guys, this land is not being given to them by the United States. It's not being given to them by the UN. It's not given to them by President Trump. It was given to them by God already long ago. So they can get angry all they want, but this is a supernatural power. I'm kind of deviating from the news a little bit here because I wanted to expand on this. Should have just put it in another segment. But you look at scripture as Christians, we should be able to, we should believe in the Bible, right? All of it. The land must not be sold permanently because the land is mine. That's God talking. And you are but aliens and my tenants. That's in Leviticus. This is him talking to his own people. But there's 170 references to the land that God gave to the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God promises the land of Canaan to the Jews as an unconditional covenant. 55 times the Bible records that God confirmed the gift with an oath. 12 of those times, he stated that the covenant was everlasting. That means not until the Romans came and tore down the temple and destroyed Jerusalem and the Roman Empire collapsed, the Israelites were spread to the four winds like it was prophesied they would be, but also that they'd be prophesied that they would return to the land. And we saw that happen in 1948, starting in 1947. Now they're their own country. And now they're all upset, people in the world, because the United States is giving them land that was taken away from the Palestinians. The Palestinians have never had their own country. They've never had Palestine. Not since Old Testament days, really. It was the Romans came in and owned it, the Persians, the Medes, the British. I mean, it was a British controlled territory right up until 1948. So anyway, the boundaries of the Promised Land are identified in Scripture clearly, all through Genesis. It actually describes, I'm giving you this land from here, from this edge to over to this river, and from this boundary up to that point. You map it all out. It's massive. It goes into Saudi Arabia. It goes into Iraq, up Syria, Jordan, Israel, even over into Egypt. It's massive. If they actually stepped up and claimed everything, God said, this is yours, I'm giving it to you. They have not claimed all of it. So there's going to be a showdown. These guys, this is not going to be a peace deal. There will not be a peace deal that will truly bring peace until the Antichrist signs a peace deal with Israel. And that is only going to last about a year and a half. And all hell is going to break loose. So don't you see peace plan? Just meh, whatever. It's not a peace plan. There will not be a peace plan. There will only be a false, temporary, year and a half peace that'll be signed by the Antichrist. And there was really not going to actually be a lasting peace until our king comes back, and he's working on it. So let's see, what else I got here? There's some stuff I wanted to put in here. Talk about a representative, Matt Shea, some, really, really great updates that came out. I want to talk about, Brexit this week. On survivalblog.com, they had some preparedness notes for this past Friday, January 31st, talking about Brexit. I wasn't sure of the date, but they wrote in here, congratulations to the citizens of the UK. Brexit will take effect at midnight tonight. That's Friday night. It was originally scheduled for March of 2019, but there were delays. I'm glad to see that you're finally getting out of Burger King. Next up, how and when you get your guns back. Okay, so there was the about congratulating Brexit midnight in UK. And speaking of England, they also continue on. January 31st, 1606, Guy Fawkes was scheduled for execution for his part in the gunpowder plot against Parliament and King James. As he was being marched up the steps to his gallows, he fell and broke his neck and died, thus depriving his executioners of any satisfaction. In recent years, Guy Fawkes' masks have become symbolic of resistance to big government worldwide. Very interesting. I'm glad I picked up on that. Good stuff. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the coronavirus, the spread, and some of the tools for you guys to track that virus as it is spreading around the world now. So that and more when we come back. This is Radio Free Redoubt. Stay right there.
Do you ever wonder how we got to this point in America when we can hardly recognize it anymore? I'll tell you how. We've handed the children over to a communist agenda. And shame on you, the generation before mine and the one before that, for your apathy. Don't believe it's an agenda? Vladimir Lenin, the patriarch of Soviet communism, said, "Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted." Well, we're seeing the fruit that those seeds have turned into. We're watching the communist agenda unfold in our society and in our public schools and in our institutions of higher indoctrination. Someone a little smarter introduced this concept first, however. train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's from Proverbs 22, verse 6. What seeds are you allowing to be planted? Are they godly seeds, or the atheistic, poisonous seeds Lenin spoke of? Bob Holliday said it best by posing this rhetorical question. What Jewish family, in the Bible, would have sent their kids off to Rome to be educated? Well, that's exactly what some of you are doing. Just think it over. There are alternatives, you know. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
We are an exceptional country. Our religion, and I will say it, is exceptional. That's what made us great. So don't be afraid to talk about it, because that's what it means to be an American. The world is looking to us for leadership, not President Obama, us. The people in Ukraine aren't looking to the federal government. They're looking to all these local governments for leadership, and it's going to come from us.
We are back with segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. And segment two is brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate, helping God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots get strategically relocated to the northern part of the panhandle of Idaho. If you are looking to move to that, if that's where you've got your target set, then check those folks out. They'll be able to help you. They're helping lots of folks get relocated. SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com. All right, now I found the piece that I started to go into, and I lost in my notes. I mentioned Representative Matt Shea and what it was in reference to. So this is news and commentary content, but let me just back up a little bit. There is a mailing list from the radio station, the Christian radio station, ACN, American Christian Network, and Liberty Broadcasting System. That they call the 810 Club. And so this was, this came in my email earlier today, and I thought, you know, this would be good to pass on in news and commentary, because folks are asking what's going on in the legislature. So I pulled this into my notes here, and I just found it during the break. So many of you were shocked at the apparent intended misrepresentations made in an article in a local newspaper Sunday. Surprise, surprise. The inaccurate charge was that Representative Shea was not reporting on what was going on in Olympia to the voters. Well, what they're saying is he needs to have a little town hall so people can show up and then he can brief them on what's going on in Olympia, right? Well, the people quoted in the article and the reporter know very well that is not truthful. Representative Shea is the only senator or representative, and he is a representative, that is reporting on legislative happenings from Olympia on his twice weekly ACN radio program, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. In addition, his posting on a Facebook page and emailing almost daily reports on legislation, in our experience, time is much more productive if spent preparing reports for radio and email, where thousands can be reached simultaneously, than to speak to 40 people in a room. And he's absolutely right. This is the station manager, I believe, or maybe it's a listener writing in. I thought this was coming from the station manager. And it's true. These people want to, what they want to do is get him in a room at the public library or something so they can sit there and be abusive and rude. And, when he does not give them that opportunity and that satisfaction, then they want to say he's not coming out to the public to brief us on what's going on in the legislature. So he's not properly representing us. And so of course the newspaper wants to run that too, because they want to show up and harangue conservative Christian patriots and get in their face and confront them and try to, jab and poke. And Representative Shea is just not going to give him that opportunity. So now they're all mad and saying he's not letting us know what's going on back there. He won't talk to us. Well, he talks to all of us every day, anywhere in the world. You can have access to updates in Olympia. So the babies aren't getting their way and they're throwing a tantrum. So good job. Anyway, here are some of the updates that were done and sent out by Matt Shea. And they included this in this 810 Club mailing. So the low carbon fuel standard is one of those. Legislators stayed on the floor late into the night to address this bill because there were so many speeches given. The bill would simply be a tax on rural Washington and would add to what is already one of the highest gas taxes in the nation. They're also trying to tack on a tax for vehicle miles traveled. How will we pay for all of that? It's amazing that rural Washington is being singled out in this manner. We could be doing much better things like improving forest management, as 9 million tons of CO2 are released each year as a result of catastrophic wildfires, which is 9% of the total emissions of CO2. The greatest single thing that we can do to clean up our air is to manage our forests better, not tax people for driving. The low carbon fuel standard is really just lighting our rural economy on fire and watching it go up in smoke. Next, vehicle miles traveled tax. This bill would disproportionately hurt our farmers and ranchers in eastern Washington, but we're fighting back with bills of our own. Of course, they've named several of these bills. Other bills, HB 1376 would criminalize the choices of Christian parents to not vaccinate their children. Representative Brad Klippert has an amendment to fix that, but it sounds like they don't want to take that amendment, and it's egregious that that's even an issue. House Bill 1793 is a bill that could fly under the radar, but it expands the use of automated traffic safety cameras. People are asking what the money will go to, what they're going to fund, but more importantly, what is that information going to be used for? And how is it networked and connected to other information? And who has access to it? As we saw with the mesh network scandal in downtown Seattle a few years ago, you had databases and cameras connected that were basically a surveillance state setup that could track an individual without a warrant. Contact your legislators and let them know what you think. Call, email, or best of all, come to Olympia and meet with them in person. That's what Lady Liberty's been saying. You've got to either talk to them directly on the phone and schedule it, or meet them in person if you can and schedule that and have one-on-one with them. Anyway, Representative Matt Shea actually passed that along, so I thought I'd pass that along to you as well. So we talked about, let's see, preparedness notes. Last week, I mentioned Rabid Rudolph, a training exercise that we did in 2018 based on the spread of a virus that went from wildlife animals and crossed over into humans, and it became a virus epidemic. And that was the scenario that we based this grid-down emergency communications training exercise on. And now, you know, we have this coronavirus coming out and spreading from China. And so we've got, you know, a lot of information about how to track that. And I'm going to talk about that right coming up in the next segment. And like I said yesterday on KTW, first of all, you never trust official reports by any communist government when it comes to pretty much anything, and especially about something that might reflect on their competence or their incompetence in their ability to respond when it comes to a disaster. Secondly, our own government doesn't have a great track record of responding to disasters. My point, be prepared to be on your own. Be self-reliant. All right, practice good hygiene. Have good situational awareness. What's going on? Prepare to quarantine yourself and your family if needed. But, and we'll talk a little bit more about kind of what's behind the virus and ways that you can track it. But this, we were promised that in the future, as we come closer to things that were prophesied in the book of Revelation, that there's a series of judgments and wrath and events that are going to take place. So this plague is going to, that everybody's trying to make this coronavirus into, is coming. But it could be that what is coming, what will be, you know, that is prophesied in Scripture, maybe it will be something that's this current coronavirus is a predecessor to. But I don't think this particular version right here is biblical proportion type of plague. So I just want to point real quick. In the seven seals are seven seals that are poured out. And then there are seven trumpets that are blown. And then there are seven bowls that are poured out. Or the seals are not poured out. Seals are opened up and read. And when they're read, these certain things happen. So in, look, this is prophecy. This is stuff that is going to happen in the future. And look, when Christ showed up, it had been 2,000 years, right? I mean, people are like, yeah, right, yawn. Sure, well, you've been saying he's coming, but then he never does. And so they're just going about their lives. They were stunned when the actual Christ showed up. And a lot of them didn't even believe it. So when we see these things happen that are prophesied, Christ was prophesied that he would come. And he's coming again. But we're right about at the point where everybody's yawning, going, yeah, yeah, you've been saying he's been coming for a long time. But he never does. That's when prepare to be stunned. But the other thing that's going to happen prior to him coming back are these seals, these other prophecies. Revelation 6:2 says, the first seal conquers with a peace plan. Remember we talked about this Trump's peace plan with Israel. Mm-mm, it's not a peace plan. That's coming. All right. The second seal, wars on earth. The third seal, worldwide economic trouble. Death is released. One quarter of the world's population to die by plagues, disease, and beasts on the earth. Next, the fifth seal, persecution and mass killing of God's people worldwide. The sixth seal, massive earthquakes and the wrath of God, right? A massive worldwide earthquake. And the seventh seal, 144,000 Jewish males are anointed to evangelize the earth. All right. Then the trumpets are blown. There are seven trumpets. And then the bowls are poured out. This is a series of events that's going to unfold in the future. So, Trump's deal is not the peace deal, all right, that's mentioned here that we were promised, but everything's leading up to that. And the quarter of the world's earth population dying by plagues, disease, and beasts of the earth is coming. The coronavirus isn't it. And as I said, it could be the predecessor to that disease that's coming, but it doesn't mean we don't take coronavirus or Ebola or any other outbreak seriously. We should. So use these that are less serious and use them as training platforms for the real serious stuff to come. This is what makes us examine our plans, train, learn how to deal with viruses, you know, become more survivable. And we learn, these are learning opportunities for us. So don't want to squander them. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more with some of these resources in segment three right after this. Hey, everyone. If you haven't checked out the work of husband and wife team Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, I strongly recommend it. Go to 299days.com to learn more about the 10-book prepper series called 299 Days by Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher's work. She's the author of the 3-book series, A Great State. Both of those series are out in audiobook. And they also co-host the very popular podcast and syndicated radio show, Prepping 2.0. Glenn has a free set of flashcards for your phone called PAM Radio, which teaches you all the practical stuff you need to know about radios, but none of the stuff you don't. Visit PAMradio.com to reserve your free copy. Information on their books, podcasts, and PAM Radio are available at prepping2-0.com. That's www.prepping2-0.com.
Whatever happened to the fear of God? Whatever happened to church on Sunday? Whatever happened to the velvet glove and the iron fist? Good old-fashioned brutality. Everything in its place.
Welcome back with segment three of Radio Free Redoubt. And Strategic 3 is brought to you by Segment Landscape Design. See, I got everything mixed up tonight. All right. Segment 3 is brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design. And those are designs to help keep you safe and to help you thrive. If you are buying property and you want some professionals, you want to have a service, come in and look at this property and make sure it's going to meet all your needs. Maybe you don't even know what needs you have. Things to help you consider: defensibility, food production, water, meeting your water needs, just all of it. Just how to lay it out, strategic landscape design. And maybe to find the right property that's right for you. Is it going to have everything that you need? And if you think it does, how do you set it up so that you get the most out of it? Well, that's what they do. StrategicLandscapeDesign.com. Okay, so let's talk about some of these resources where you guys can go and learn more so you can track this stuff. There is there's a lot of information out there, and there's a lot that's just swirling, and it can be very confusing. It's frustrating. You just want somebody to just give me the information straight. But it's kind of hard to do. So I have found some resources, and there's more coming in, but this is going to be helpful for us tracking this. By the way, our major training exercise, T-Rex, Teotihuacan Readiness Exercise of 2020, will be July 26th, 24th, 25th, and 26th, the 24th through the 26th. So mark your calendars. Take the time off. It's Friday through Sunday. And this will be a scenario-based nationwide exercise. We have not settled on the scenario yet. We try to do a very realistic, plausible, scenario-based training exercise where nationwide the grid goes down. And we build up this scenario. Really, it could be anything. It could be, aliens. It could be a solar flare that, engulfs the Earth and kills all of our commercial power and telephones and whatever. The point is to give everyone an opportunity to practice passing traffic, passing communications messages, and practicing with their gear. So in making the scenarios, instead of just coming up with a zombie apocalypse or something, which that might be fun too, but we try to make them, realistic. So this Rabid Rudolph exercise was actually tracking this made-up scenario virus as our excuse. We may do that this year. We haven't decided on it yet, but we do know the dates are the 24th through the 26th of July. And this coronavirus may have already just come and gone, and it was a thing. Oh, yeah, remember the coronavirus? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay. Very likely this is going to run its course, and that's how it's going to end up, just like Ebola or, any of the other outbreaks. Now, this is a real outbreak, and people really are dying from it, and I think that more people are being harmed by this than governments are telling us. I just don't think that a quarter to a third of the world's population is going to die because of this. But I do think that those are coming. Those level of diseases are coming. So these are great opportunities to wake us up, to realize this is real. And and to take precautions. So when the super, super serious outbreaks occur, we will have reviewed real world situations. We have learned from them and taken measures to increase our resiliency and increase the odds of surviving and serving our communities and the people around us in the process. So there are a couple of links, and these are too difficult to write out or to give to you verbally. So I will post the links in the highlights and resources posting. One is the app.smartsheet, and it tracks. I'm going to pull these up here in just a moment. There is a live tracker with a map and other data of it's called SmartSheet. And then the other one is GIS and data. And that also has maps, and they're tracking in real time reported cases. So we understand if things are being misreported, that could skew the numbers. But let me go ahead and pull these up right now, because they're very interesting and I think, you know, worth tracking and following. So I have probably the better of the two, in my opinion. I like the way it flows. It's easier for me, is the SmartSheet. And that is the 2019 novel coronavirus coverage with global cases, including a live map that's tracking it. But the GIS and data maps seems to be refreshing them both side by side. And it seems like the GIS and data is actually more up to date, more updated and timely than the SmartSheet. But so let's look at SmartSheet showing total cases confirmed 14,548. Where you look at GIS and data, it's 17,000 confirmed 348. The total deaths, according to GIS and data, the total deaths from the coronavirus is 362. As of the time of this show right now, 362, where the SmartSheet is showing 305 versus 362. So it seems that the SmartSheet is lagging. I'll put links for both of these for you guys to track those. And total recovered, 487, according to GIS and data, 487 have recovered. And they're showing only 341 recovered on the SmartSheet. So it does look like the GIS and data.maps is more current, more updated. Multiple cases now in, I don't know how many countries. I could sit here and add them up, but it looks like at least 25 countries. 9 in the U.S., and I just got another update that another case, a second case in San Francisco, was confirmed. Okay, so getting to the bottom of this, though, what's behind it? What's some of the science behind it? I've had so many videos sent to me. I can't even keep up with the flow of information that's coming in. I can't even sort through it fast enough. But one that I actually watched almost all of, over half, almost three quarters of it, is one produced by Stefan Molyneux that was just put out yesterday. And let me just write what he posted in this video. Does a very, very good job. He says, I'm not a scientist. I'm a philosopher. But he says, I've taken the time to look through the data that is available. And he's done a good job of really sorting through this. So I want to just read what he has posted up. This is on YouTube at his website for this particular video that he produced, titled The Truth About Coronavirus. And it's Stefan, S-T-E-F-A-N. And then Molyneux, it is M-O-L-Y, like Molly, N-E-U-X. Stefan Molyneux. Okay, it was published on the 1st of February. So just put on Stefan, comma, The Truth About Coronavirus. And you'll find it there on YouTube. And he writes, there are a lot of theories about the origins and the spread of the new coronavirus. New, because coronaviruses have been around for quite a while. They're in the flu, cold family. But this one obviously is different. Stefan Molyneux of Freedomain breaks down the deep background of this radical new health threat. Is it time to panic? The Hong Kong fight for freedom. Let's see. Your support is essential. Okay. He's got how to donate and everything, but, yeah, good information really breaks it down. So let me just read the description and then we'll take a break. A new coronavirus designated 2019 nCoV was identified in late 2019 in Wuhan, the capital of China's Hubei province, after people developed pneumonia without a clear cause and for which existing vaccines or treatments were not effective. The virus can spread between people and its transmission rate of infection, appeared to increase in mid-January 2020. Several countries across Europe, North America, and the Asia Pacific have reported cases. The time from exposure to the development of symptoms is between 2 and 14 days. And there is tentative evidence that it may be contagious before the onset of symptoms. Symptoms include fever, coughing, and breathing difficulties, and death may result. Coronavirus is spread by binding to the patient's lungs, and there is no direct cure for the virus. Prevention is the best defense measure against it. If you are sick, wearing a surgical mask will stop the spread of the virus as it filters coughs and prevents water particles carrying the virus from entering the air. However, surgical masks are not 100% effective in protecting the wearer, as there are holes in the mask that allow unfiltered air through it. Even though it's not 100% effective, surgical masks help reduce infection by preventing the wearer from touching their nose, a potential method for the virus to enter the lungs. Special masks like the N95 mask are shown to be more effective, but only if worn properly with a tight fit around the face. Villagers in China are also taking matters into their own hands by isolating themselves. As seen in the segment from Sky News, some villages have put surrounding walls to severely limit the people going in and out, or creating their own checkpoints and taking people's temperature before allowing them access. These self-containment measures can be seen all over China, including outside the epicenter of the coronavirus in Wuhan. So, there you go. But I'm going to link this video and both of these tracking apps. And that is a lot of information that'll really bring you up to speed. And it's just a really level-headed, realistic approach to this latest outbreak with some really good analysis, I thought. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and close out with segment 4 and a listener letter about resources for kids to teach them liberty, our heritage, what's out there. And I'm going to point you to some great resources, not just for kids, but adults as well. So stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
Greetings, Patriots. This is Chris Walsh, broker at Revolutionary Realty, located in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I sell land and backwoods cabins to America's Patriots every day. Creeks, springs, timber, and game, good survivable property without natural disasters. The state of Idaho has a balanced budget, and our people believe deeply in the Second Amendment. Call me today at 208-667-1776, or visit me online at www.revrealty.us. I'll be glad to serve you, and God bless America.
Welcome back to the fourth and final segment of Radio Free Redoubt. And this segment is brought to you by Works Holsters, custom-made Kydex holsters and magazine carriers. They're made right here in the American Redoubt, lifetime guarantee on all their products. And Works.com is the website to go to learn more. All right, now, one thing I overlooked, I meant to bring up in the last segment about the virus outbreak is – an article from Zero Hedge. Now, it has since been updated, but the title of the article, and I have found Zero Hedge to be a very reliable source in the past of news and information that you cannot normally find anywhere else. This one is titled, Coronavirus Contains HIV Insertions, Stoking Fears Over Artificially Created Bioweapon. So there is evidence that it seems to point to this being a weaponized virus, which is not accidental. It was intentionally released into the general public. So that was the premise of a lot of the, you know, one angle on this virus. Now, I've held off on jumping on that just until I can get more information. And it appears that that Durden also has kind of stepped back a little bit. He's updated this article stating that science moves fast during an outbreak like this. And Dr. Fagel Ding has issued a few tweets clarifying and correcting some of the information cited in the threads we included below, threads that were supporting the premise of this being weaponized. And then he said, beforehand, he acknowledged that the paper conclusions are crazy, wild, and need to be scrutinized by the scientific community immediately. So he writes, the situation is fluid. Who knows what researchers will discover next? Over the past few days, the mainstream press has vigorously pushed back against a theory about the origins of the coronavirus that has now infected as many as 70,000 plus people in Wuhan alone, depending on whom you believe. The theory is that China obtained the coronavirus via a Canadian research program and started molding it into a bioweapon at the Institute of Virology in Wuhan. PolitiFact pointed the finger at Zero Hedge in particular, though the story was widely shared across independent-leaning media. So anyway, it looks like there's some folks that are stepping back from that, reevaluating that information. So I'm glad I didn't jump on it, but that is potential there that it is weaponized and, you know, deliberately developed, designed, and released. So, and people that are originally stating that, including posting evidence to support that, are now saying, well, wait, back up, hold on a minute. There may have been a mix-up. So we continue to watch. Anyway, I want to share with you a listener letter. The subject is American Principles, Resources for Kids. I'm a big fan of your podcast. Living in Orange County, California, in the occupied zone, domestic and international lawyer with no survival skills, sadly. Myself aside, we have three boys, 7, 7, and 5. I teach them about America, the proper role of government, Chinese communism, persecution, etc. But I've not found any good videos that make these things accessible to kids. Liberty Kids on YouTube is the closest thing. Do you know of anything? Any thoughts are welcome. Thank you, and may God guide and protect you and your mission. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that letter very much. And God bless you raising these boys up as patriots, especially when you are in enemy territory. They are definitely warring against for that battle for the minds of your kids. And so good on you. As long as you have to be there, keep up that fight. Now, those are young, impressionable ages. And yes, the Liberty Kids on YouTube, excellent. Really good. But there are some other, there are some other resources, but they're not video resources. I know in this day and age of visual stimulation, you want to just plop them down in front of a video screen. But there is not a whole lot out there, unfortunately. So I want to point you to some other resources that I strongly, strongly recommend that may be good alternatives. And now I'm a big believer. I like radio. I like audio, radio theater, things like that. There is an amazing, a completely outstanding, strongly recommended. I can't recommend it strongly enough. And I'm glad you bring this up because I've not promoted them in a long time. I don't make any money off. They don't advertise with me. It's just so awesome. I just talk about it, and I have not talked about it in a while, but it's called Heirloom Audio, heirloomaudio.com. And they've got the Live the Adventure series. here's some of the articles under Drake's flag, with Lee, General Lee in Virginia, in Freedom's Cause, about the real story about William Wallace. These are Christian patriot oriented stories that just bring the past and history alive. The Dragon and the Raven, The Cat of the Bubastes, St. Bartholomew's Eve, Wolf the Saxon, Captain Bailey's Heir, In the Reign of Terror, and Beric the Briton. These are very well, professionally, they're professionally well done audiobooks. I would try one and get some good quality headphones on those kids and have them sit there. Like, you just listen to this and watch them get caught up in these stories. But you can learn a lot about, you know, our Christian heritage and a lot about history, including American history, even so further back in early European history, about heroes, people that lived. And it's a retelling of these stories. They're just really, really well done. And I can't recommend them enough. Instead of a video, the images are being painted in their minds while they're listening to this. Now, there are some other resources for kids. And those are, let me pull those up right now. I had them. I have them. I'm going to have them again. And here we go. Okay, so for young kids, you've got the American Heritage and Freedom Principles. And another one I really recommend, but they're books. I don't know if your kids will reject books. Paperback books. They're made for kids between 5 and 11 years old. It's called Tuttle Twins. The Tuttle Twins and their adventures that they go on. There's a lot of really great American heritage, freedom, and concepts about the law, the rule of law, about the Constitution, about economics, a very counter-socialism type of pro-capitalism, pro-American principles and heritage and history made for kids between 5 and 11 years old in books. And it might be something that you could have them read to each other with great family time. So that way you can discuss the stuff in the stories with the kids and, might do them a lot of good. Of course, I mentioned the, Heirloom Audio, excellent audio drama theater. Wall Builders. It's got, a lot of really great information, including the, Patriot Academy. This is for little kids, you know, older and young adults and, you know, 15 to 25 year olds raising the next generation. So they might not be quite ready for that yet. But John Birch Society Freedom Project Academy has some excellent homeschool curriculum that ranges from books to videos to you name it. And you might want to check that at jbs.org/FPA for Freedom Project Academy. And for the young kids, once again, we don't have any videos. There's just not enough of them being made. But Chris Ann Hall's got some great books. The Bedtime Stories for Budding Patriots. Made for the young kids, 5 to 7 years old, they'll be able to start comprehending these stories. And then she also has for the older kids, Essential Stories for Junior Patriots, the second edition, Sowing the Seeds of Liberty. So when the kids get a little bit older there, probably about getting closer to junior high age, they might be ready for that, the Essential Stories for Junior Patriots. But you know your kids better than anyone else. So you'll know what they're intellectually be able to grasp certain concepts. A Western Center for Media Journalism boot camp. A lot of youth attending that one, I believe. I've not looked into that one super close. I've got a whole list. The National Center for Constitutional Studies for Adults, outstanding. They got a whole series there. The CSG, American Heritage Series from Wall Builders. Absolutely amazing. And they've got a lot of stuff for kids, for young patriots at the American Heritage Series or Wall Builders. So there's some ideas. And I'm going to post this whole list here in the highlights and resources posting. You know what? I'm going to make a separate posting altogether. So all these will be separate. And I'll add some images in there as well. But you can go back and re-listen to this, pause, write stuff down, take notes until you get those from the highlights and resources posting or the separate posting alone for training courses for Patriots. I'll highlight the resources for kids as well, various different ages. So anyway, I hope that helps. God bless you and your family down there, and God bless you raising up that next generation of Patriots. Kids, you're very lucky to have the dad that you have. So, all right, guys, we're going to wrap this up. This is episode 20-03. You guys have a blessed rest of the week. Stay safe. Keep your heads on a swivel. Keep your powder dry. And we'll talk next Saturday. KTW on the FM dial or the AM dial if you're in Spokane, or live streaming. Even if you're outside the wire in occupied territory, still tune in. All right, this is John Jacob Schmidt, and this is the voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.